One of the Trump administration's earliest actions was ordering agencies to conduct reviews of the regulations they're responsible for, with an eye on rescinding the obsolete ones and overly burdensome ones. Agencies are on a regulatory budget. They've got to pull two for every new one issued. The Patent and Trademark Office has put together a regulatory review working group. It's led by Nick Ottinger, who joins me now. Mr. Ottinger, good to have you on.
Thanks very much for having me.
I guess my first question is, I didn't think of PTO as a regulatory agency in the first place.
We have a wide variety of regulations. I suspect many agencies do. Ours are all located in Chapter 1, Title 37 of the Code of Federal Regulations, and they govern all the services that the PTO offers to the public concerning trademarks and patents.
How often do new ones come out?
We do rulemaking fairly often, I would say, throughout kind of a normal year to revise our regulations, to add new ones where appropriate, to streamline. I can give you some examples of things we've done in the past. In 2011, the Leahy-Smith America Invents Act was passed that reformed patent law in a number of ways and provided for the office to offer a variety of new services. And we did a number of rulemakings in the years that followed to implement new regulations, providing guidance to the public on how they could implement these services, pursue trials before our Patent Trial and Appeal Board, realize discounts that were newly provided for by the Act. So we issue rulemaking that creates regulations like that so that the public can make use of the services we offer that support innovators and businesses that use our services.
So the people that do use your services then would be the ones that are regulated by USPTO in how they interact with the agency?
Yes, I'd say our regulations are generally describe procedures for the public to make use of the services they offer. Many of them are almost sort of like a menu. You wish to file a patent, our regulations describe to you the process by which you file that with us and how we will interact with you in examining and ultimately issuing a patent.
And when you do rulemaking, is it mostly corporations that would be filing patents? I mean, most of them come from corporations that would be the people commenting in general?
I would say we receive comments from a wide spectrum of the public when we issue rulemaking. So almost all rulemaking we do is notice and comment rulemaking under the Administrative Procedure Act. We propose rules. We seek public comment. We make a final rule based on that comment. And I would say we regularly hear from private individuals, from people who represent inventors, from inventors, as well as from corporations and others who make use of our services.
From time to time, the Congress does revise the laws concerning patents and trademarks, and then you have to change how things are done by the agency. When that happens, and it's happened a couple of times in recent years, do you go back automatically and rescind what the rules were under the old law? I mean, is there a constant process of revising anyway?
Yes, I would say there is a constant process, in part because I think many of revisions through law will be sort of directing us to update or revise what already exists. Some of that is creating new procedures, but some of that is going back to existing procedures we have and updating them in some way consistent with the new law. So appeals might have been handled one way, the law changes, we don't leave all the old rules on the book, we go to the regulations that govern those things, and then through notice and comment rulemaking, we propose revisions that update that so that the public can get those services in the new way that is consistent with the law.
And do you have some sense of how big the body of regulations from USPTO is? 10,000 pages, 5 pages?
No, I would say it's several hundred pages. I'm holding my copy here of the Code of Federal Regulations, and I would say Chapter 1 that governs what the PTO does is, maybe less than the first inch of that. You know, there's many, many regulations in there because we offer a wide variety of services, and some of them are quite detailed because they offer the public what I would say are processing options. You need a regulation that directs you for the particular service you may wish to have, and the regulation provides you all the information about how to interact with the office and get that service. So I'd say there are a number of them, and they effectively are kind of a menu of the services we offer to the public.
We're speaking with Nick Ottinger. He's the leader of the Regulatory Reform Working Group at the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. So tell us about the working group and what you'll do now that as a result of this executive order.
Sure. So as you had mentioned, there is an executive order in late January that directed all agencies to, when doing new regulations, eliminate two old ones for a new one coming in and to keep costs offset when they did that. There was a subsequent executive order that also directed agencies to establish regulatory reform task forces that would be tasked with ensuring proper implementation of this first order and these goals of finding efficiencies and reducing burden in regulations. The Department of Commerce, of which we are a part, has established a regulatory reform task force, as called by the second order, and PTO is a member of that task force. We participate in those efforts. We are following these important priorities to find efficiencies in our regulations. To that end, PTO has itself established a working group on regulatory reform where we've gathered together the subject matter experts in our office, the people who work daily on our regulations, who are familiar with every single one of them, and we are beginning a process now of a very close review, reading through the CFR, looking at our regs, seeking input from the public to find the places where their regs we can revise, we can remove if we don't need them, we can streamline, ways we can make this better for the stakeholders who use our services.
Do you have any curmudgeons on the staff that say, you know, why do we do this anyway?
No, I don't think so. You know, I think this is both an important effort that I think everybody has bought into, and I think that I view this executive order, it describes this two-for-one process. OMB has offered guidance on how we do this. You know, this gets at a priority that I think the PTO has followed for a long time, where when we are doing rulemaking, we're looking for ways that we can improve how our regulations work for the public. We do a lot of outreach to our stakeholders when we are considering revisions to processes. So as I was mentioning earlier, we did a lot of rulemaking following the Leahy-Smith America Invents Act being enacted in 2011. We created some new regulations. We revised others. After we'd had those on the books for a few years, our Patent Trial and Appeal Board went out and did a lot of public outreach to say, how has this been going so far? People who are using our services, what do you think of our regulations? How could they be improved? And we did some follow-on rulemaking then based on that feedback. So I think this gets at something we endeavor to do and that we're attempting to do with these efforts of finding out from the public, you know, where can this be better? We want to serve best the people who make use of our services.
What you're saying then is that the people that are regulated, the inventors and the corporate inventors and so forth, are part of this process in some way?
Yes. So we have established a public webpage that describes a little about what the working group does, and we've got an email address up there, regulatoryreformgroup@uspto.gov. That's live now. We're hoping the public will use that to send us ideas. We're early in this process. We're still learning exactly what kind of implementation of the order looks like and which regulations it will affect and what that means in the near future for particular rulemaking we may do. But right now, we'd love to hear from the public, the people who make use of our services. What regulations do you encounter you think we could improve on? Are there things you think could be better that maybe we don't need, that could be streamlined? We anticipate doing further public outreach and we'll be providing more information there as we, I suspect, will issue a formal request for comment as we maybe seek to do some sort of roundtable or other things. But right now we have that email address up and would love to hear from the people who know what our services look like on the outside and deal with our regs on a daily basis. Where do they think things can be improved?
Now, many federal regulations proposed by agencies have to pass muster with the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs at the White House. There's no one appointed in charge there. Have they been a factor? Have they been issuing any kind of guidance on how to do this?
Yes. So I should say, when I say we work with OMB, we are particularly working with our desk officer and people in OIRA, as we call it, on these issues. We have interim guidance from them about how the executive order is to be implemented, and we work closely with them, and we look forward to further guidance from them on how we should approach implementation of the order, how we should measure costs, how we know what it will look like when the order is implemented. So we definitely are working closely with them, and the things that they give us as directives will be a factor as we comply with these executive order and their guidance going forward.
Any deadlines on this?
Not immediately. As I said, we are in the early phase of this. We are working with our working group internally and working closely with the DOC efforts to review comprehensively everything we have. We're still waiting on guidance that will tell us kind of what this looks like in a practical way when we implement it. But our immediate project now is a very close review of everything, ideally informed by input we get from the public. And then when we have further guidance that tells us this is really what implementation of two-for-one looks like, you know, that will be something taken into account with future rulemaking. So I would say no concrete deadline now, but we are hard at work on this, following this priority, and our website is live and our email address is live. We'd very much like to hear from anyone who uses our services, anyone in the public, about their ideas for where this reform could happen for us.
Nick Ottinger is leader of the Regulatory Reform Working Group at the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks very much for having me.
And we'll have a link to that email address that he mentioned and also to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.